podcast, anyone?
Tom and Loggy and a K-Rock audio presentation of the finest quality.
So I'm on crutches.
Yeah.
Got to get an MRI.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll find out what I've actually done. But I hurt myself at Muay Thai.
Yes.
And so now I'm living with the consequences of being a 44-year-old man who tried to do a thing.
No. I think it's good.
I know. You've got to live your life, don't you?
I think
you?
It's good.
Fitness and fun and my knee. Anyway, so hobbling around, we did a test run on crutches yesterday because you brought in some of the cuff ones, the more modern design. I'm pretty happy with the old school. Just find them quite wobbly. Gary from Kerr Lewis called yesterday. He said, keep trying. He goes, I've had crutches like on and off my whole life. I'm terribly uncoordinated.
Gary.
And he said, you'll get used to the... So, I don't know, maybe I'll persist.
Yeah.
Anyway, I didn't take them with me yesterday. I stuck with my old school under the armpit style. Now, caught up with some friends yesterday and my niece, essentially their kid, she does jiu-jitsu just here in town at Red Fox.
Yeah.
And so my mate was like, oh, I'm going to go pick her up and then we've got jiu-jitsu. Do you want to just come for a burn and like just hang out and... whatever.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, yeah, cool. I'm not doing anything else. So jumped in the car with him and off we went to jiu-jitsu. Like we got Jimmy and then off we went to jiu-jitsu. And so it's Red Fox here on Mallop Street in town near Officeworks, right? And they are upstairs.
Mm.
He goes, I said to him, because I've been past before, I was like, it's upstairs, yeah. And he's like, yeah. And he goes, but it's just one flight of stairs. And it is. It's just one flight of stairs, like, straight up. It's not like a zigzag sort of arrangement.
Yeah, yeah.
And we've got a sunken lounge at my house, so I've been navigating one step pretty well.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, that was challenging, right? But I got my head around it. So I've been navigating that okay, right? So I thought, this is going to be fine. Got there and nailed the entrance, like, straight up the stairs.
Yeah. Like, you just went the hop, or did you?
I was going, like... crutches up on the step and then lift myself up and keep like load bearing on my good leg, right?
That seems not dangerous
lift,
at all.
Lift.
So I would have held on to the side of the stairs or the wall or whatever and just hopped up on myself and said to my mate, can you just
anyway, I was
take
like,
me crutches.
But he was standing behind, he was coming up behind me just in case, right? And then so we sat through the class, barely triggered at all, watching people fight.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Also, children doing jiu-jitsu are hilarious.
Because there's a lot of throwing down and like turtle moves and stuff, isn't it?
As opposed to Muay Thai, there's no punching or kicking or anything. It's all like holds and wrestling sort of stuff. And actually early days in the classroom, I was just sort of sitting over on one of the benches on the side and they went off to get Jimmy ready to do her class or whatever, and they and then one of the instructors came over and was like, sorry, who are you here with? It's like, I'm just here to see children fight.
Yeah.
I'm just a big fan of fighting children, and you know,
schoolyards
aren't doing it. Yeah. So
trying to indoctrinate these kids into my fight club that we meet under the bridge once a week.
Yeah, that's right. No, my niece is. I'm here to see my blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so it was fine, right? So got through the class, all good. She did really well. They do really well. Great operation. And then it's time to leave and it's chaos. There's kids everywhere, new class starting, old class like leaving. And so we just sort of chilled and waited. And then it was time to go. And so come around, get to the top of the stairs, got my crutches, right?
Stairs
kid. And my mate goes, do you want me to go first just in case? And I was like, oh, nah, actually, yeah, just in case.
Mm.
And so he goes, he's like two steps in front of me. And so what I've done is I've come off it. And I've tried to go down the way I went up, which is like crutches first, leg down, which is sort of what you would assume is the right way to do
it. Yeah. Yeah.
But I've gone crutch down a step and then shifted my weight forward.
Oh, Lele.
Kept moving forward.
No, you didn't.
And tipped and have gone boop, 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 down two, three stairs. And he's turned around like, oh, and I'm still holding the crutches and they're still up on the first step. And my body's down on like step three.
Oh,
and I've just had to plant my legs. Like it hurt my knee, but I managed to stop myself. And he's like, holy crap, you almost launched yourself down the stairs. And I was like, yeah, I know.
Oh, stop going places.
I know, right? Anyway, so I was like, okay, thank you. He goes, why didn't you just let go of the crutches? I was like, that is a good point. In the moment, I didn't think to. But then so I was like, okay, two steps down with the crutches, one step down with the foot. Two with the crutches is a way to keep the balance without shifting too far forward. But I almost fell down a 15-stair flight of stairs yesterday.
Mate, I can't handle – I need you, okay? I need you to take care of yourself for me.
I don't know how I'm going to get through this period that I'm supposed to be healing.
Throw the crutches down next time and just hop on one foot.
Just roll down the stairs.
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast. It's their radio show in a podcast.
I want to chat quickly. This goes within the theme of you being older and doing things. You know Stormzy, right?
Oh, yeah.
You like Stormzy.
I do like myself a bit of, is he still considered grime?
Well, yeah, I guess rap-y, so. Like he's a rapper. He's 32. I didn't realize he was only 32.
Oh, gosh, yeah, he's quite young,
isn't
he?
I thought he was older, but he's been around for ages. My brothers don't die, we just rusty bop. I tell you, got to link me
at the coffee shop. Getting freaky in the sheets, we're taking body shots. Oh, I don't know.
I'm a little bit scared.
You would think in the radio setup that we would have only the censored versions of songs, wouldn't you? But,
it hasn't always turned out.
Here's one. Here's the one that we were playing. Sorry, I just do love Stormzy.
No, I love this. Yeah, hang on. Got no backbone. I get out the trap. I ain't got a trap phone. I got P's and M's and K's and O's. Kids love this one.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Chasing status and Stormzy there. Mm.
So Stormzy, at the age of 32,
yeah,
has become obsessed with netball.
Really?
And so he's joined a men's netball team.
Amazing. He is an amazing specimen of a man.
Like, he's fit.
He's got his own
fit.
Ab. I tried to do his ab workout one time.
Stormzy, hang on.
I almost died.
So you had Chris Hemsworth's app.
Yeah.
Where Chris Hemsworth, you paid a certain amount and Chris Hemsworth was supposed to teach you certain exercises of the Thor regime.
That's
and
right.
And then he only did the first lesson and then someone else started doing it,
so they still use him in the marketing gear, but it was actually been sold to Jeff Bezos' younger brother.
Right.
And so there's a guy that kind of, there's a trainer that kind of looks a little bit if you like a teeny version of Chris Hemsworth. Anyway, it's fine.
Yeah, yeah.
It was still, it was good.
But no, it's good. Are they the people that told you to do Muay Thai?
Not the Muay Thai, but also I of my own volition, found Stormzy's ab workout and tried to do it.
And?
Cried.
Right. Okay, well, I just wanted to tell you to keep going because he joined this men's netball club in London and he's hurt himself. He's broken his finger. And he's like, I will be back. I will be back.
Well, I mean, you can't be sort of, you can't be beaten that easily, can you? Because then you ain't got no finger bone.
But he said the injury's not put him off.
No.
And he's going to be back and bigger than ever.
Yep.
So if Stormzy can do it, mate, you can actually, no, never go back to Muay Thai. I'm worried for your spine.
You know I'm amazing at netball, though. Have I told you that?
What?
It's the only sport that I am good at, I've ever been told I'm good at, is netball.
Really?
Yeah.
What are you?
What got
a goal attack about you?
Nah, I'm a goal defence.
I'm a goal defence.
Okay, well, but that's let's talk about it off air.
It's a radio show in a podcast. And now in your ears, it's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
Travel at the moment, probably you're only doing it really if you need to or you had
and
it booked in ages.
And if you've got a holiday, seriously, if you've got one booked in later, overseas travel, you're sort of like, oh, how's that going to go?
Yeah.
But you know what? You got to live your life.
You do. And sometimes when you travel, you got to take things with you, don't you?
Hmm.
And there's always that moment of like, oh, can I?
Should I?
Can I? Do you reckon I'll be able to get this on the plane?
Yeah.
Googling. Well, don't worry about Googling because I have the answers for you right here. And I want you to guess. I'll play a little game.
Yes.
I'm going to list 10 things.
Yes.
And you're going to tell me whether you can or cannot take them in carry-on.
Oh,
okay?
Okay. Now, this is coming from someone that tried to put something in their carry-on in Athens, in Greece, and the Greek police came up to me and said, absolutely not, and it was terrifying. So I'm going to lean on that trauma, and I'm going to kind of think about it.
I had a similar experience in LA trying to take something that I bought from a theme park on to Seattle with me and They were not happy about it. Yeah. So anyway, we can talk about that later because I don't want to give up the game.
Okay,
all right.
Good.
Question number one, can you take in carry-on on a plane antlers?
Antlers?
You've done a bit of hunting, or maybe...
Look, I'm not into it.
No, I know.
I would say carry-on.
Carry-on
into a plane. No, they're too big. No.
You can take antlers. You may transport this item in carry-on or in checked bags. But it is important to check with the airline first to ensure the item will fit in the overhead bin or underneath the seat of the airplane.
That's
can you imagine sticking some antlers underneath your seat?
Oh, don't mind me. It's just my antlers.
Yeah. All right, question number two. A laser hair remover. Would you be allowed to take a laser hair depilum whatevering?
I would say laser hair remover. I would say no because of the word laser and that scares people in the air.
No, you can. It's all good. Not sure why you'd want to. Surely you just get rid of all the hair before you go.
Well,
but if
you
you're staying for a while, maybe you want to do that. Mm. So you can take a laser hair remover on a plane with you. All right, question number three. Can you take in carry-on, specifically carry-on? We're not talking about check baggage.
Yeah.
Just carry-on. Can you take a live piece of coral, a live fish, or a live lobster?
The answer better be no. The answer better be no.
So there's no real reason you could. I mean, I guess you need to transport your pet with you or whatever, but as long as you check with them first, fish and live coral need to be in water in a clear, transparent container, while a lobster must be transported in a clear, plastic, spill-proof container.
Well, I hope both containers are spill-proof. I hope all of it is spill-proof. Thank you.
Okay, we're going through a list of things you are or are not allowed to carry on.
There is a bit of a theme.
What is it?
Can take everything.
Everything so far, yeah. All right, what about a magic eight ball? You allowed to take a magic eight ball on?
Oh, okay, so air pressure, water in things, glass.
Mm.
I'm going to say no.
Correct.
Yes, finally.
Nice. Restricted in carry-on because the liquid inside is not easily measured.
Yeah.
All right, question number five, things you can take in carry-on on a plane, coconuts.
Coconuts. I'm going to fly by the seat of my pants and say yes.
I like the little flying pun there, but no, incorrect. You cannot take coconuts in carry-on because they need to be required to be broken apart or completely banned altogether because they're a potential fire hazard for their high oil content.
Oh!
Because once those things start burning...
Nuts are on fire up in the air.
Yeah, burning nuts.
I think that's what happened the other day on one of those flights. It wasn't a vape, it was my coconuts.
Mile High Club. Okay, let's crack through. Jam. Can you take jam on a plane?
Yeah, 100%.
Nah.
What?
Nah, it's a liquid.
No...
Has to be less than 100 mil and you'll be all right. But technically, no, you're not allowed to take.
Not me jam.
You're not allowed to take jam. What about a microwave? Could you take a full microwave on a plane?
Okay, I'm going to say no.
Oh, you can. You're allowed to take a microwave with you and carry on. You just have to check with the airline before lugging such a big item through. All right, what about cowboy spurs? Are you allowed to take cowboy spurs?
I'm going to say... Yes.
Correct.
Yay!
You are completely just, there's no checking, there's no reason not to. You're allowed to wear and carry cowboy spurs in carry-on luggage. What about, this is number nine, snow globes. You're allowed to carry
snow
globes.
No, I'm going to say no. If you can't take the magic eight ball, you can't take a snow globe.
Correct. You are not allowed to take a snow globe for the same reasons.
Explosion reasons.
As an eight ball. What about a body armour? What about body armour? Are you allowed to wear or take body armour with you?
I would say yes. Yeah, and they probably want you to do that.
Yep. The lead singer of a metalcore band, that is a very handy thing to know.
I'd say if you're going to Avalon today, make your own checks. Don't listen to Tom.
Oh, no, pack everything that I've told you to and don't pack anything that I haven't. Assume what I say is right. Take it as gospel.
Take the coconuts out of your bag now.
Listen to the radio show weekday mornings from 6 on K-Rock. And come on back for some more right here anytime. Tom and Loggie, say thanks.
Going on a new life adventure.
Yeah.
My friend, and I want to take you with me.
Okay.
And, you know, I accept you for who you are, tan and all. All the new life adventures you've been going on lately.
Yeah.
Protein and all of
Muay
everything
Thai.
That comes with that. Muay Thai.
Sore knees.
Yep.
Learning about crutches.
You took me to a Pilates class. That was great.
Yep.
you know, doing all these things. And so I thought, oh, what are my roots? You know, get back to me.
Oh, yeah.
And I used to play the piano. You speak very good at it.
I know.
Okay? I could have been like someone.
I've heard, yeah.
But still, anxiety took me.
There's still a chance.
And ate me. No.
There's still a chance you could be.
No, it's gone. I could have been a jazz band man. That was the dream.
Ooh.
That was the dream.
Scat man.
Yes.
Scat man John. Scat man Log.
We could have a scat band. You're more scat than me.
Bit of scat never hurt anyone.
I know. I do love going into Oxygen Music here in town.
Up in town, yeah, up top
just
of town.
Just up the top of town on the hill.
Yeah.
Love going in there and, you know, I walk my way around and my two favourite sections when you get straight in there, you turn immediately left and that's where all the pianos and stuff are.
Oh, yeah.
And I like to smell all the music books, you know, because they're, if you know, you know. And, you know, every time I get a book, I have to smell it.
Mm.
So I like the smell of music books and books in general. And then I go out the back and it's the percussion area. But there is also an area that I think gets looked over a lot. And that's all the bits and bobs that no one really talks about, but it's very important to music,
like
right?
The little clicker things.
What are they called? I've been calling them canasters, but you know what they are? They're...
Oh, you've got them!
They're...
Oh, my God. How did I know?
Castanets. And you've got... Castanets.
Are they?
I bought myself...
Oh, my God. How did I know?
Because...
That, why did I go... I could have gone for a triangle.
I know you could have.
I could have gone for... what's the recorder?
Yes.
Those things flashed through my mind. And then I went for the clicker, the little. Oh, my God. Stop making eye contact with me like that while you do that.
So this is the thing, right? All these things, all these little instruments get looked over all the time. And I've decided to buy myself a pair of castanets and become a castanet queen.
Yeah.
And try and do something with my life. But I'm also looking into different avenues because there's a whole bunch of instruments out there that get looked over all the time.
Yeah.
And this community, they're standing up right now and they're saying, Loggy, that's me. And this could be me and you. I'm talking the sleigh bells, the egg shakers, wood blocks, cowbells,
woodblock,
wind chimes,
amazing,
tambourines, triangles, maracas, and the Afuche kabasa. What about the Afuche kabasa industry? Do you know what I mean? There's a whole bunch of us out there.
Yeah.
What do I do with this? This could be my new thing, man.
Don't want to get kabasa'd over, do you?
No, exactly. I've been calling them canasters, and that is wrong.
Castanets.
They're castanets.
These are all primary school instruments.
No, I know, but why can't they be adult instruments?
Yeah.
And they
they're good
important.
Reason. Yeah.
And they're in orchestras, and they're around, you know, in bands.
Are your castanets in orchestras?
I've seen Strictly Ballroom, mate.
It's very Olé.
I wonder if there's... Olé of now, you dun, hear of jam dun, bands dun, happening around.
I love it. I love this.
Sorry. Is there a castanet band that I can join?
Yeah.
Is there some like kind of jam thing where we all get the musical instruments that everyone forgets about?
I would love to hear
and from
just...
And we can all jam together.
Is anybody listening... out there that loves an instrument that gets overlooked, one of these ones, the triangle, the tambourine, I'll accept, although the tambourine gets a bit, it's very borderline in this category.
No, there's a whole, there's so many and Oxygen have them all at the back there and I bloody love it. Even those rain stick, the stick that you turn, it just sounds like rain. I'm like, I love that. I was going to buy that, but I went with these instead.
Can I ask what they cost you?
$5 or something?
Really? Amazing.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Get two sets.
Okay.
Why not?
Do you want to be in my band?
A little
is that
bit.
What you're saying?
Yeah.
Do you want to be in my band?
Yes. Castanets band.
I think it suits me.
All right. Do you play a weird instrument, I guess, is the question. And also, can Loggy jam with you?
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast. It's their radio show in a podcast.
What's that clicking?
It's your destiny.
It's beautiful
calling.
Music. It's beautiful music. That's what it is.
It might be your destiny.
Sorry, for those that don't know, I've gone and bought myself not some canasters, but some castanets.
Canasters a game.
Yeah, you need two decks of cards to play canasta.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So okay. I've been telling everyone that I've got canasters. But no, it's castanets. I went to Oxygen Music, not a paid presentation, but I went there and I love them in there. They're great. And they always let me, you know, go around and just sniff stuff and play with stuff. And it's great.
So weird.
It's a and sensory so, room for you.
Yeah, it is. And so I've decided to buy myself some instruments that get overlooked. Mm. And there's many of them. The triangle, the maraca, the wind chimes, the tambourine, the cowbell, the egg shaker. That's another good one. The affiche cabasa. Never gets a mention. But you know what? I want to stand up for those musical instruments. And how lucky am I? I've put the call out and said, hey, if anyone wants to jam or whatever. But it doesn't matter because I've been discovered, mate.
Yeah, so
no one called.
I don't know if like the triangle recorder community is awake and listening at the moment. They sort of
probably had a late night. Yeah, to be fair,
smoky jazz bars.
Yeah, on Tuesday night is Tuesday a big night. One.
Yeah,
but I've been discovered. Chris, you've got questions,
mate. Well, Wednesday nights I host a show of local musicians, and you know we haven't had a castanet profile high song for quite a while. We do have one. I want to. We can share that if you
really?
Want. But if we let's mix the vibe up.
Okay.
So if you can write and record a radio quality song within 12 hours, I can get you on tonight.
Are you doing the outside broadcast? Yeah.
Can I open the show? What if I just? What about this? Wouldn't people like that?
Do you want to hear? We do have a local artist that is sort of on vibe.
Okay, go
for
on.
It. Yeah. This is Amelia Fall.
Yeah. But she's performed a lot with a flamenco guitarist before. It's like, yeah, you could fit in there. You could work on something.
I'm feeling fitting.
Okay, it'll take a bit of practice. But
okay, but you know, it's you know, a start. It's take, a start
go,
of a
go
journey.
Go away with it.
Have
don't do it in front
together.
Of us. Yeah.
Yeah. I've got to figure out how to hold them properly.
That's a starting point.
No one's taught me yet.
I'm sure there's YouTube videos that you, again, in your own time, can study.
But look, I think, you know, if there's anyone out there that wants to start a band of purely forgotten musical instruments, I'm keen.
There are good jam sessions around. Like around Ocean Grove, they have Imaginary Millions that get together. You can just jam and go hang out.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Cool.
I'm keen.
Rob Major. Look, yep, look
oh,
it up.
Oh, Rob. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah nice. Yeah. All right. I'm going to do that. I'm going to bring my affiche cabasa.
And they've just cancelled all their meetings.
It's a radio show in a podcast. And now in your ears, it's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
Hey, when I come in and see you guys of a Wednesday morning, I've sort of got a little bit of a routine I like to follow.
Mm-hmm.
I sort of grab myself a coffee. On the way in?
Yeah.
Sorry, don't get you guys one. But you've already had one for the morning.
That's right. We refuse to wait till 8 o'clock.
Yeah. So. Yeah, that's fair. So then I come on in, and as I'm walking down the passage before I get to you guys, always you're finishing up the last segment before the news. I have a quick chat with AJ in the newsroom.
Nice.
Just stop past. Usually talk a bit of footy.
Mm-hmm.
Usually want to know, I pretend to care about the Hawks and things like that.
Yeah.
we tend to bond a little bit more during the NFL season because we're both Patriots fans. So we always have a good chat on our way in before I get to you guys. Well, this morning, Log, what happened with my entrance to the building? And
I'm here, everyone. I'm here.
It actually involves you a little bit.
Me?
Unbeknownst to you. So I've got to admit to something now. So I just step into the newsroom and chat with AJ. And as we were chatting, AJ very calmly just said, oh, don't want to alarm you. You've got a spider on the back of your jacket. Uh-huh. And I'm like, oh, cool. Can you just brush it off? Is it just a little one? He's like, don't panic. But no, it's not actually a little one.
What?
It's a massive huntsman. Big, hairy huntsman. Now, I hate spiders, look.
Yeah.
I am creepy, crawly, hairy legs.
I'm a spider guy.
So I'm like, well, get it off, AJ. Get it off. And he, being very calm in this situation, just said, okay, it's cool. Just step back out into the passage a little bit because he's right. Don't anything happen in the newsroom. Step back. Now, as you know, the structure of the building here.
Yeah, I do.
Tom, what's opposite the newsroom with the layout of desks, etc.?
Well, there's sort of an open plan desk area opposite the newsroom. And
whose desk would you say is the closest?
Is Loggy's.
Yeah. Now, in this moment of panic for me, I didn't think of it. AJ trying to be helpful, he hadn't thought of it either, exactly where the layout of the office was.
Kill you both.
We stepped back out into the passage and I said, can you get it off?
I'll actually kill both of you.
If it crawls on my cheek, AJ, I'm going to panic and start screaming.
Yeah.
And he said, no, I got it. He flicked this massive lovely. Huntsman. And all I can say is it landed sort of like around slash borderline underneath your desk.
You're sorting it before you leave. I'm not lying. I'm 100% serious. The two of you, yeah, AJ, you as saying, well. I see you.
I'm just saying.
Both of you can sort it, you can find it, and you can release it.
I don't. Well, that's the trouble because I was in thinking, do I squash it? Do I get a bit of paper and pick it up?
Don't squash it. Don't squash it. Just get a cup.
It's
put
scampered.
It outside.
No, it's scampered under your desk, and I didn't see where it went. I don't know where it went.
Tom.
AJ doesn't know where it went. Like, Tom. And I'm not blaming AJ because he was so calm and so lovely in the way he handled it for
Tom,
me. My fault, but it's under your desk.
Turn the cameras off for a second.
It's under your desk.
Turn the cameras off.
If you feel something crawling up your leg, it's not.
If you feel something crawling up your face,
it's not the fact.
My hand on your throat.
It's not the fact you didn't wax this morning. It's,
there we go.
Tom and Loggie. That was a podcast. And hear the whole experience weekdays live from 6 a.m. Geelong's K-Rock.